Sri Lankan Foreign Minister Rohitha Bogolagama wants the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to drop plans to quiz General Sarath Fonseca. Army Chief Fonseca, who is visiting his daughters in Oklahoma City, holds an American permanent residency card. Sri Lankan officials say U.S. immigration authorities have asked the general to be available for questioning on Wednesday before renewing his card. That request has raised a storm in Sri Lanka and prompted Foreign Minister Bogolagama to tell the American ambassador in Colombo that the U.S. government should resist from attempts to interview the general. The Sri Lankan Foreign Ministry says American authorities want to question the army chief about allegations of war crimes committed during the final months of a war which ended with the defeat of the Tamil Tiger rebels in May. The victory ended Sri Lanka's quarter-century civil war, but has been clouded with questions raised by the international community about reports of widespread human rights abuses committed in the course of the military campaign. The head of Colombo's Centre for Policy Alternatives, Paikyasuthi Saravanamuttu, says the Sri Lankan government is touchy about such allegations.
It is quite sensitive because, after all, they're very grave allegations as far as war crimes and crimes against humanity, etc., are concerned. And the Sri Lankan government has taken the view that nothing of the sort happened and that if there are allegations, they are best investigated nationally.
Officials in Colombo are specially concerned that the American authorities will press the Sri Lankan army chief about the alleged involvement of Sri Lankan Defence Secretary Gotabaya Rajapaksa in human rights violations. Gotabaya Rajapaksa is the president's brother. He, along with General Fonseca, is credited with crafting the successful military campaign against the Tamil Tigers. A U.S. State Department report last month called on the Sri Lankan government to investigate alleged rights abuses and punish any people responsible. The Sri Lankan government has described the report as unsubstantiated, but has promised to appoint an independent committee to investigate the charges. However, analysts say a domestic probe would not be credible. Anjana Pastricha for VOA News, New Delhi.